Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley, and tonight's show is part two of a series we're calling The Great Jazz Soloists. These are people who always play awe-inspiring solos. They're wonderful technically, they're wonderful emotionally, and they are the ones that have basically set the pace for everybody else. And so we're going to hear tonight King Oliver, Bix Beiderbecke, Fats Waller, Django Reinhardt, Coleman Hawkins, Benny Goodman, Gene Krupa, Johnny Hodges, violinist Stuff Smith, clarinetist P.B. Russell, and others. So please stay tuned for this great music following NPR News. Dennis Owsley, welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited show on The Great Jazz Soloists, Part 2. We started with Dippermouth Blues, a very famous one by the King Oliver Creole Jazz Band. Louis Armstrong was heard on cornet, and his was unmuted. And then King Oliver played a very famous muted solo on Dippermouth Blues, recorded in 1923. We have Django Reinhardt and Benny Goodman and the Duke Ellington Orchestra with Johnny Hodges and St. Louis and Pee Wee Russell coming up in this hour. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited for these great jazz soloists. Now we're going to have a set of three. The first one is King Porter Stomp, a duet between King Oliver on cornet and Jelly Roll Morton on piano in 1924. Then we will hear Fats Waller solo piano doing Viper's Drag. Fats Waller, great pianist and raconteur. He was recorded in 1934. And then Bix Beiderbecke, Fidgety Feet with the Wolverines in 1924. Bix is on cornet. That will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. This is Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight on Great Jazz Soloists Part 2. We heard a duet between King Oliver on cornet and Jelly Roll Morton on piano in 1924. And then we heard Fats Waller in a piano solo doing Viper's Drag in 1934. And then back to 1924, Fidgety Feet, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet with the Wolverines Jazz Band. We've got Serge Chaloff, St. Louis and Pee Wee Russell, and Steph Smith, recorded in St. Louis, by the way, coming up in this hour, so please stay tuned. We have a station break now, and we're going to hear another set of three. First one is Three Blind Mice, and it's Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra with Bix and Lang. Bix Beiderbecke is on cornet and Eddie Lang is on guitar in this 1927 recording. And then we'll hear Nuage or Clouds, Django Reinhardt on guitar with a quintet of the Hot Club of France, recorded in 1940. And then finally Coleman Hawkins on tenor doing his famous Body and Soul. Thank you. Listening to the great jazz soloists on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. And we heard a set of three. The first one was Three Blind Mice with Bix Beiderbecke with the Frank Trumbauer Orchestra with Bix and Lang. Beiderbecke is heard on cornet in 1927. Then we heard Django Reinhardt on guitar with the quintet of the Hot Club of France in 1940 doing Nuage. And then finally, the man who invented tenor saxophone soloing, Coleman Hawkins, with Body and Soul. And one of the things about Hawkins that I really admire was he was not content just to stay with a style that he developed. He continued to add to it through the bebop period and also way into the 50s. So he was, for me, a very admirable person. We've got Pee Wee Russell and Serge Chaloff coming up. And now we're going to have another set of three. The first one and the second one feature Benny Goodman on clarinet. And the first one is Rollem, the Mary Lou Williams composition and arrangement with the orchestra in 1937. Then with the Benny Goodman Quartet in 1936 doing Moonglow. And Gene Krupa is on drums on those two. And also he's on drums in 1945 with the Gene Krupa Trio doing Stompin' at the Savoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a set of two right here on Jazz Unlimited featuring great jazz soloists. Benny Goodman was heard on two of them, on clarinet, Rollem with the big band, and Moonglow with the quartet. Gene Krupa was heard on all three on drums, and the last one was Stompin' at the Savoy in 1945 with his trio. We've got people like Paul Desmond and Ray Brown coming up in the second hour, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we have a set of four, and that'll be coming your way following the station break. The first one is Come Sunday with Johnny Hodges on alto with Duke Ellington Orchestra in 1944. Then Up Jump the Devil, Stuff Smith on violin and vocal, recorded in 1946 in St. Louis. And Pee Wee Russell from St. Louis on clarinet with Wailing VA Blues, his Hot Four in 1944. And then finally, baritone saxophonist Serge Chaloff with his quartet in 1956 doing Al Cohn's The Goof and I. Thank you.
was a little boy with my little T-90 toys. I learned right from wrong. Yes, right from wrong. I went to Sunday school to learn the golden rule. Now, won't you listen to my song? I started out with a lady at 16. She told me cherry red was on the rack. Passionate words betwixt and between, but up jumped devil and brought me back. He tried to convoy me on a love tour to a cabin in the hills he called a shack. I listened very silently, but then and there, up jumped devil and brought me back. Now what is this thing? What is that little old thing that they tried to get? And I haven't learned yet. They pray, they pray, they say that they may even set you down in that old-fashioned way. I know that pears grow on a pear tree, and apples do too, and that's a fact. Now, this is no joke, and it's puzzling me. Why should the devil jump up and hold me back? Cause it's puzzling me. Why should the devil jump up and hold me back?
Thank you.
Housley, and that set of four closed the first hour of Jazz Unlimited's Great Jazz Soloists Part 2. The first one was Come Sunday with Johnny Hodges on alto with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. And do you notice the way Duke Ellington set up that very dramatic solo? and then Up Jump the Devil, Stuff Smith on violin and vocal with Charles Fox on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass. 1946 recording made in St. Louis. And then Wailing DA Blues, the Pee Wee Russell Hot Four. Pee Wee Russell is a St. Louisan and clarinetist. That was a 1944 recording. And then finally, Serge Chaloff on baritone with his quartet doing Al Cohn's The Goof and I in 1956. Please stay tuned for Paul Desmond and Jim Hall and Ray Brown following the station break.